ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೇ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೇ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೇ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ನಾರಾಯಣಂ ನಮಸ್ಕೃತ್ಯಂ ನರಂ ಚೈವ ನರೋತ್ತಮಂ ದೇವೀಂ ಸರಸ್ವತೀಂ ವ್ಯಾಸಂ ತತೋ ಜಯಮುದೀರಯೇ ನಷ್ಟಪ್ರಾಯೇಷು ಭದ್ರೇಷು ನಿತ್ಯಂ ಭಾಗವತ ಸೇವೆಯ ಭಗವತಿ ಉತ್ತಮ ಶ್ಲೋಕೆ ಭಕ್ತಿರ್ಭವತಿ ನೈಷ್ಠಿಕಿ. ಟುಡೇ ವಿ ಆರ್ ರೀಡಿಂಗ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಕ್ಯಾಂಟು 8 ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 1 The Manus, the administrators of the universe, text number 16. Tam ihamanam nirahankritam buddham nirashisham purnam ananya choditam nirn sikshantam nijavatma ಸಂಸ್ಥಿತಂ ಪ್ರಭುಂ ಪ್ರಪದ್ಯೆ ಅಖಿಲ ಧರ್ಮ ಭಾವನಂ ತಮೀಹಮಾನಂ ನಿರಹಂಕೃತಂ ಬುಧಂ ನಿರಾಶಿಷಂ ಪೂರ್ಣಮನನ್ಯಚೋದಿತಂ ನೃಣ್ ಶಿಕ್ಷಂತಂ ನಿಜವತ್ಮ ಸಂಸ್ಥಿತಂ ಪ್ರಭುಂ ಪ್ರಪದ್ಯೆ ಅಖಿಲ ಧರ್ಮ ಭಾವನಂ ತಮೀಹಮಾನಂ ನಿರಹಂಕೃತಂ ಬುಧಂ ನಿರಾಶಿಷಂ ಪೂರ್ಣಮನನ್ಯಚೋದಿತಂ ನೃಣ್ ಶಿಕ್ಷಾಂತಂ ನಿಜವತ್ಮ ಸಂಸ್ಥಿತಂ ಪ್ರಭುಂ ಪ್ರಪದ್ಯೆ ಅಖಿಲ ಧರ್ಮ ಭಾವನಂ. ಬೋಲೋ under the same Supreme Personality of Godhead. Ihamanam, who is acting for our benefit? Nirahankritam, who is without entanglement or desire for gain? Buddham, who is completely in knowledge? Nirashisham, without desires to enjoy the fruits of his activities? Purnam, who is full and therefore has no need to fulfill desires. Ananya, by others. Choditam, induced or inspired. Nrun, all of human society. Sikshayantam, to teach the real path of life. Nijavartma, his own personal way of life. Samsthitam, to establish without deviation. Prabhum, under the Supreme Lord. Prapadye, I request everyone to surrender. Akila Dharma Bhavanam. Who is the master of all religious principles? Or the occupational duties for a human being? Translation purported by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, works just like an ordinary human being, yet He does not desire to enjoy the fruits of work. He is full in knowledge, free from material desires and diversions, and completely independent. As a supreme teacher of human society, He teaches His own way of activities, and thus He inaugurates the real path of religion. I request everyone to follow Him. Purport. This is the sum and substance of our Krishna consciousness movement. We are simply requesting human society to follow in the footsteps of the teacher of Bhagavad Gita. Follow the instructions of Bhagavad Gita as it is, and your life will be successful. That is the summary of the Krishna consciousness movement. The organizer of the Krishna consciousness movement is teaching everyone how to follow Lord Ramchandra, how to follow Lord Krishna, and how to follow Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In this material world, we need a leader for a monarchy or good government. Lord Sri Ramchandra, by His practical example, showed how to live for the benefit of all human society. He fought with demons like Ravana. He carried out the orders of His father, and He remained the faithful husband of Mother Sita. Thus, there is no comparison to Lord Ramchandra's acting as an ideal king. Indeed, people still hanker from Ram Rajya, a government conducted like that of Lord Ramchandra. Similarly, although Lord Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, He taught His disciple and devotee Arjuna how to lead a life ending in going back home, back to Godhead. Tyaktva deham punarjanma naiti mam etiso Arjuna. All teachings, political, economic, social, religious, cultural and philosophical, are to be found in Bhagavad Gita. One only has to follow them strictly. The Supreme Personality of Godhead also comes as Lord Chaitanya just to play the part of a pure devotee. Thus the Lord teaches us in different ways just to make our lives successful, and Swayambhu Manu requests us to follow Him. Swayambhu Manu is the leader of the mankind, and He is given a book called Manu Samhita to guide human society. Herein, He directs us to follow the Supreme Personality of Godhead in His different incarnations. These incarnations are described in Vedic literature, and Jayadev Goswami has described 10 important incarnations in summary. Keshava Druta Meena Sharira Jay Jagadisha Hare. Keshava Druta Narahari Rupa Jay Jagadisha Hare. Keshava Druta Buddha Sharira Jay Jagadisha Hare. Swayambhu Manu instructs us to follow the instructions of God's incarnations, especially Krishna's instructions of Bhagavad Gita as it is. Appreciating Bhakti Marga as instructed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sarvam Bhattacharya thus depicted the activities of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yoga Shiksha Tamekaha Purusha Puranaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Sharira Dhari Kripam Bhudir Yastamaham Prapadye. Let me take shelter of the Supreme Personality of God, Sri Krishna, who has descended in the form of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He teaches the real knowledge. This devotion service and detachment from whatever does not foster Krishna consciousness. He has descended because He is an ocean of transcendental mercy. Let me surrender unto His lotus feet. In this age of Kali, people cannot follow the instructions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and therefore the Lord Himself takes the part of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to teach personally how to become Krishna conscious. He asks everyone to follow Him and to become a guru to deliver the fallen souls of Kali Yuga. Yare dhaka tare kaha Krishna upadesha amara ajna guruha na tare desha. Instruct everyone to follow the orders of the Lord Sri Krishna as they are given in Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. In this way, become a spiritual master and try to liberate everyone in this land. The coherent purpose of Lord Ramchandra, Lord Krishna and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is to teach human society how to be happy by following the instructions of the Supreme Lord. Very wonderful purport. Om Ajnanti Mrindasya Jnananjana Salakaya चक्षुर्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासवि गौरभक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। When Vishwamitra Muni, he was trying to convince Lord Ramchandra to kill Tataka, the woman demoness, because Lord Ramchandra was hesitating to kill this demoness. Then Vishwamitra Muni, based on the scripture, he narrated some incidences where demigods and the Lord Vishnu himself killed some demons, women. In that, he narrated one incident where there is this wife of Bhrugumuni, Kyati. She was actually has a, like Vishwarupa, she has a partiality towards demons also. So she would send some secrets of demigods to the demons and all that, because she has some connection with the demoniac families, Rakshasa Vamsha. She is the stepmother of Shukracharya. That's why she has some inclination. So one day, when the demigods, Shukracharya went away, the demigods came to know about it. When they attacked the demons, this Kyati, what she did, because of her mystic powers, she has frozen the demigods. And she informed the demigods, come, you know, these guys are iced, so you can have a good time. You know, they are easy prey, like that. So when Lord Vishnu came to know, he has absorbed all the demigods in his body. And then when Kyati wanted to curse Lord Vishnu cursed, cut off the head of Kyati. Then Bhrugumuni came to know about this. He cursed Lord Vishnu that you will go and take birth on earth 10 times. That is why, as a result of that, Lord Vishnu had to take birth, has to incarnate as 10 times Dashavataras. Incidentally, Lord Rama, Lord Krishna, and of course Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not there. So these two incarnations are mentioned in this purport, and plus Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Prabhupada is instructing that we should follow their instructions, Lord Ramchandra's instruction, Lord Sri Krishna's instruction, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instruction. So if you study all the other incarnations, like Lord Narsingadev, you know, all the ladies and children, they become very frightened, you know, including his own wife. I have not seen this kind of form. I don't want to go near him, right? And then how many people he had delivered? Lord Narsingadev, he had delivered only Prahlad Maharaj, right? And maybe a maximum 1 or 2 hours he was there. After that he went away, like that. Like that, Lord Vamandev, Varahadev, everybody, they are very short duration incarnations. But Ramchandra, he lived on this world for 11,000 years. And Lord Shri Krishna for 125 years. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for 48 years. And then their extra, because of their extraordinary mercy, whoever had seen Lord Ramchandra during his time of incarnation, all of them went back home back to Godhead. And at the same time, in the same way, whoever has seen Lord Krishna, including all the trees and plants, and then whoever, even the small, even cockroaches, whoever came in contact with Lord Krishna, not only that, all these soldiers, you know, 64 crore soldiers. 64 crore soldiers, they all went back home back to Godhead, because while dying they looked at the lotus face of Krishna, and they went back, right? And then in the same way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu delivered the whole universe at that time when during his incarnation. So that is why the very special, these three incarnations are very special, and all these three incarnations, they have appeared in full opulences. All six opulences they have exhibited, whereas Lord other incarnations they didn't. You know, they, even though they have, like that. So it is very interesting, Srila Prabhupada wrote, how we have to follow, you know, Krishna's instructions in Bhagavad Gita, Lord Ramchandra's instructions, like that. So considering Lord Ramchandra's incarnation and his activities, it is mentioned that when Ravanasur, Kumbhakarna and Vibhishan, when they were doing tapasya, and it created a lot of disturbance in the whole world. Then Lord Brahma appeared, right? Then Ravana asked, he wanted immortality, deathlessness. So Brahmaji said, I myself don't have, I can't give. And then he manipulated Brahma, saying that, you know, okay, then you do give me one benediction, that the demigods, Vidyadharas, Charanas, Gandharvas, Rakshasas, Daityas, they all, you know, they can't kill me. So he was very proud and arrogant, and he thought, these human beings and monkeys, they can't do anything to me. Right? So one interesting thing to observe in this, that intelligence is God-given. You know, is God-given. So when we try to, sometimes it is completely under the control of Krishna, intelligence. So we cannot manipulate our intelligence. It is completely. So sometimes it is in switch off mode, and it is sometimes in switch on mode. And it is, the button is in Krishna's hands. So we try to manipulate Krishna, then Krishna will knows how to manipulate us. So that is why Krishna, when Ravanasur was asking for a boon from Brahma, so Krishna put the intelligence button on the switch off mode. Right? So sometimes we try to manipulate, then we get manipulated. Right? So another point is, this deathlessness is not an easy task, because everybody in this world has to die. So this deathlessness comes by the very long years of devotional service with great humility. Right? If you try to find shortcut, then your life will be cut short. So that these two points are to be noted. Like that. Then Kumbhakarna, he wanted to ask some boons. But at that time, Brahmaji instructed Saraswati Devi to sit on his tongue. You know? Then he wanted to ask Nityatvam. And then Saraswati made him ask Nidratvam. He wanted to ask Indrasan. Instead he asked Nidrasan. You know? Then he wanted to ask Nirdevatvam. You know? Instead of that, I think Nidratvam, something like that. So, he completely got cheated. Then Vibhishan is the one who asked that, you know, please give me two boons, that let me develop pure devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and let me not deviate from any kind of religious principles, like that. Then this Ravanasur and Kumbhakarna, they chastised Vibhishan, that what a rascal you are. You know, Brahmaji is a very powerful man. Why didn't you ask proper boon? By asking this boon, you are creating a blot on the, our demons, history. But Vibhishan said, I want these boons only. So from this we can understand that sometimes we have to overcome the peer pressure, and then be committed to what we want. Otherwise, sometimes other devotees may properly, why are you doing like this, and you can do like this also. But if you know what is the correct thing to do, you must stick to it, because based on the scriptures, like that. Then Ravana's demigods, they all became very unhappy with Brahma. So what kind of boons you gave? This Ravanasur, he brought all the demigods and he made them cut vegetables in his kitchen. Indra, Chandra, they are all cutting vegetables. Whenever he wanted warmth, he would call Surya You know, whenever you would walk, you know, Surya should adjust AC temperature, you know, 16 degrees or something like that. Right? More and above, he would, you know, chastise them. And then he made Shani upside down hang so that he cannot bring any inauspiciousness in his life. Right? Then he made all these Navagrahas, you know, prostrate on the steps leading to his throne. So when they were, when he was, you know, climbing the staircase to the throne, they all have to pay obeisances, and he would step on their heads and throw, when go up, so they are completely under his control, right? Then he made Varuna in charge of Lanka. Whenever there is an enemy, he has to make huge, ferocious waves, you know, so that all the enemies would run away. It's like that, their condition is very, very bad. Like that. So that is why Lord Brahma instructed that please pray to Lord Vishnu. So before they prayed, Lord Vishnu descended on his Garuda. Right? And then, so this is the you know, good point we have to understand here. That the Ravanasura, you know, he started cutting his heads, because he's, you know, Dashanana, cutting heads, and he wanted to give up his body, performed severe austerities and penance. But here, all the demigods, because they are administrative heads, and they are serving Lord Vishnu with great devotion, that's why, before they prayed also, Lord Vishnu came down. You know, so in Ramayana it is mentioned that when Lord Vishnu came on his Garuda, Garuda Vahan, there are actually four, you know, symbols, Shankha Chakra Gada Padma. He didn't bring Padma, you know, he brought only three, you know, Shankha, Chakra and Gada. Actually these four symbols, they represent, the lotus represents creation, right? Then lotus, and then this Gada, he kills the demons. Shankha. And then Shankha represents, when he blows the conch, you know, it is called Panchajanya, all the inauspicious elements they are thrown away. And then hope brings in the hearts of the devotees. Then Chakra, he is representative of knowledge and driving away of ignorance. So this Sudarshan Chakra produces so much light, so it drives away the ignorance. That is why Sri Vaishnavas, they worship Sudarshan for knowledge. Sudarshan Chakra. They worship in their temples, they have Sudarshan. Right? So they worship Sudarshan for knowledge, for receiving transcendental knowledge. Like that. So the Acharya's comment, why did he not bring? Because there is no creation now involved. Now destruction only, because Ravanasura is creating so much problem. That is why. But that became Abhayahasta. You know, that because empty hand, no? You didn't carry Padma, but he, you know, Abhayahasta. Like Lord Ramchandra is always giving blessings to the devotees. So that is a very significant point to observe in this, like that. So that is why when Ramchandra, he was protecting the, in Siddhashram, the fire sacrifice being at, you know, polluted from Marichi and Subahu. Then Lord Ramchandra, all the demigods, all the sages and all, thousands of them, Subahu and Marichi came along with all his associates, you know, they created such a darkness, and all the sages, they became frightened. And at that time, they all looked at Lord Ramchandra's lotus face, right? Lord Ramchandra smiled, and that is the first time he raised his hand in Abhayahasta Mudra. And he said, "Don't worry, I am here." So as soon as they saw the smile on the lotus face of Lord Ramchandra and his you know, blessings through his Abhayahasta, all the sages, they became relieved of all their anxiety, and they are immersed. Lord Ramchandra said, "Do your work," you know, because it's a huge sacrifice like that. So then they blessed and said, "Don't worry." Then they all like that. So this is Abhayahasta, and he said, "Don't worry, all of you, I am taking birth as Dashrath Maharaj's four sons, right? I will protect all of you, don't worry." Then he requested all of them, he ordered them, that in all of you take birth as various monkeys. Right? So from this we can understand one salient point, that when the Lord wants to help us, you know, He wants us to follow His instruction and cooperate with Him according to His desires. You know, so He wants us to serve as per His orders, not that I want to serve according to my desire. Like in ISKCON we have seen, right, many, so okay, when as new bhaktas, it is okay, you know, as new devotees, you know, I want to do this service, I want to do this service, I want to do this service, you know, you can choose. But actually, as we make more and more advancement, as authority orders you, you have to do it. Not that my choice service I will do. I am not interested in fundraising. You know, like previously IYF boys, they were taught, this fundraising means maya, you know. So we don't want to do, you know, fundraising. Prabhupada introduced like that. Whatever service is given to us, we should be ready to do. Not that I want to do this service. Right? That is very neophyte stage. Like that. So from this we can understand. So the salient point to understand that the Lord Vishnu came on the eagle, on the Garuda. So even the Dashrath Maharaj, you know, this Putra Kameshti Yajna, you know, is designed in eagle form. Right? In eagle form. So it is indicating that the Lord Vishnu came on Garuda, you know, indicating to all the sages and all the demigods that, you know, I am coming on the eagle and Garuda, and then I will land on and sit on the Dashrath Maharaj's eagle, because I am going to stay in you know, Ayodhya for many years now. Like that, that is the meaning of that, like that. So then Ram, Lakshman, Bharata, Shatrughna, you know, they were all born. It is mentioned that there are four reasons why Lord Ramchandra appeared. The first reason, the demigods have prayed to kill Ravana. And second reason mentioned is that he wanted to protect his devotees. Paritranaya sadhunam, vinashaya cha dushkritam. Third reason is very, he wanted to exchange some rasas with his devotees. It is mentioned by acharyas that Lakshmi Devi, when he was serving Lord Ram, Lord Vishnu, she is fed up that because all the time, you know, all the sages, they are coming, you know, they are, you know, offering prayers and you're all busy. We are not getting any quality time to spend with each other. If sages are not there, then this Ananta Sage is always there. We have to sit on him. So we are not getting any personal time. So when Lakshmi Devi spent some there, she saw some couples very nicely, intimately associating with each other, you know, privately spending time with each other in some forest and all that. So Sitaji, Lakshmiji suggested, why don't we do something, you know. Then said, okay, don't worry, I got a curse that I have to go to the forest and all, you can also come with me. So let us appear as Ram and Sita. And then Ram and Sita, they appeared after 12 years. They got reunited. Ram and Sita, they got married. Then they have a problem now. Dashrath Maharaj, he is known as Narikavacha, you know, because Parashuram, they said that, you know, whenever somebody is getting married and all, I won't disturb them. So whenever he got a news, Dashrath Maharaj got a news that Parashuram is coming, he said he used to get married. Like that, Parashuram came 350 times. Then Dashrath Maharaj married 350 wives plus 3 queens. So 353 mother-in-laws. So Sitaji is not getting any time to spend with Ramchandra. So that is why it is some kind of you know, secret pact. Come, let us go to the forest where nobody disturbs us. So this is one of the secret reasons why Lord Vishnu appeared as Ram and Sita, Lakshmi Narayana. And then another fourth reason, Sri Vaishnava Acharyas, they say that Sri Ranganathji, he was actually given by Lord Vishnu himself, Ranganath Diti, that we have in Sri Rangam, was given to Brahmaji. Brahmaji gave the Diti to Ikshvaku Maharaj, and that Diti came, you know, by parampara and being worshipped in, you know, Ikshvaku dynasty, Raghuvamsha up to Dashrath Maharaj. Even though they are worshipping very nicely, Lord Ranganath is not very happy with their worship. Right? With their worship. So Lord Ranganath himself appeared as Ramchandra to show people how to worship the deity. So Ramchandra Bhagavan is worshipping Ranganath ji like that. So this is a very unique thing, that where the worshipper and the worshipped are same. So it is said that Lord Ranganath resembles Lord Rama's lotus face, because both are same like that. So these are the four reasons why Ramchandra appeared. So Ramchandra, he is known as if you read Ramayana, you don't find so many childhood pastimes. Because Ramchandra's incarnation is known as Anushtan Pradhan. Anushtan Pradhan means he has come down to teach morality and discipline. And then Krishna's appearance is known as Anubhav Pradhan. We should not try to, we can imitate Ramchandra's pastimes, but we should not try to imitate Krishna's pastimes. That is why in the purport, if you observe, Prabhupada told, you must follow the Ramchandra in footsteps, but you must, you did not say you follow Krishna, because he said whatever he taught to Arjuna you follow, Prabhupada wrote, because Anubhav Pradhan, you should not imitate Krishna's pastimes, but the Krishna's pastimes, that is why so many childhood pastimes, because they give you, when you hear them, they give you fascinating experience when you hear them. That is why it's called Anubhav Pradhan, like that. So, right from the beginning, Ramchandra, he established, he was a perfect son, perfect husband, perfect king. Right? So, Ramchandra's lifestyle is that he knew all the people in Ayodhya. Right? Ayodhya. And then whenever they are celebrating their happiness, some good happened, Ramchandra was there with that family. Whenever there is some sadness, Ramchandra was there giving some ear to them, or speaking some solacing words and all that. So Ramchandra is part of their lives all the time, part of their lives. So everybody loved Ramchandra Bhagavan, all the citizens, right? So when Dashrath Maharaj, he decided that he wanted to coronate Ram. Then all the assembly ministers and all, they said yes, 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 yes. They didn't even argue that continue for some more time, we want you, all that. So Dashrath Maharaj became very morose, offended, said, "Are, main itna bura hu kya? Am I so bad that you want to, as soon as I proposed, before I completed, all of you agreed, yeah, 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 yeah." No, you are very good. But Ram is Ram, we just simply love him, like that. So, everybody loved Ramchandra. As per the plan, then Ramchandra was, I will explain why, now, through the pastimes of Bharat Maharaj. Please listen to this carefully. If you understand this pastime carefully, you will understand how to follow Bhagavad Gita perfectly. Like that. So Ramchandra was there in Bharadwaj Muni's ashram, right, in Allahabad. Then Bharat Maharaj, he came with Paduka, thinking that I will bring Ramchandra back again. Right? So then there was a meeting going on, and all the sages, Janak Maharaj, Vasishtha Muni, all the sages, they were there. Like that. And then they were arguing, to and fro. Then Ramchandra said, it is my duty, because Dashrath Maharaj gave two boons, to Kaikeyi, our mother. So I should fulfill, it is the duty of the son to fulfill the father's, words. Because otherwise, if I don't fulfill his words, then he will be proven as Asatyavadi. Because Bhumata told that I can tolerate anybody's weight, But these two kinds of people, I cannot tolerate. Those who tell lies and those who are ungrateful people. Untruthful people and those who are kritagnas, ungrateful people. So I can't tolerate these people. So it is our duty, it is my duty to follow, you know, my father's order, you know, like that. Then Bharata Maharaj, Jabali Muni was there. Jabali Muni was saying that, see, they have given you birth now. We don't know where he has gone. You know, your father, your mother, so many mothers, fathers, you know. So now who has seen? Suppose you offer some pinda, how do you know that it will reach there? You know, so he was speaking completely atheistic philosophy. That forget all this dharma, girma and all. Now, the person who has asked you to go to the forest, the person who has got the kingdom, both are saying, you know, you come back and rule. So what is the problem? Ye sab satyavadi, you know, pita's words, father's words, all this, you know, nonsense. Why are you doing all these things? No, enjoy, no. So Ramchandra, Jabali Muni, he was an advisor to Dasharatha Maharaj. So Ramchandra Bhagavan, even though it is mentioned by Shivaishnava Acharyas, that even though somebody is very superior, if he speaks atheistic philosophy or contrary to the religious principles mentioned in the Vedas, you know, you should not tolerate, you should not keep quiet, even though he is elder to you or superior to you in knowledge and all that. So Ramchandra Bhagavan became very stern, but in a very nice way, very stern way, you know, he told him that, why are you speaking like that? Because these are all truth. You know, a son has a duty towards his parents, not only till their death. Ramchandra Bhagavan said, till your death. Is it clear? Not once father die, your duty has finished. No, it's not like that. Till the time you die, you have got duties towards mother, father. Because after you leave also, you know, after they leave, wherever they are, whatever you offer, they get. Otherwise, they suffer. You know. So many people nowadays, putra and mutra, right? Now they all became mutra because they think that, you know, what is the use of doing all this shraddha ceremony, offering oblations, this, that, blah blah. Kaun dekha hai, right? How, you know, somebody is sitting there? How will you get them? So just like one devotee gave this example. Suppose a relative of yours is sitting in America. He wants to send money to you in India. Right? He goes to the laptop computer and then he clicks in your name, you know, dollars he will put in his account, and then he will transfer those dollars in your account, and those dollars will be transferred to as money, as rupees, and then you will receive them as rupees. Right? Suppose his son asks, Papa, what are you doing? I am sending money to my father in the country, you know, India. But how, you know, you are sending dollars? How? No, there is a system, you know, arranged, you know, for converting, you know, simply by, switching on some buttons, by, you know, putting some buttons, that dollar is transferred to as rupees, like that. How it is done? There is some system. Like that, you chant your father's name, your gotra, and Krishna has arranged, you know, whatever you offered, you know, it will go. Then Ramchandra told, like this very nice system is arranged. Of course, he didn't give this example, but he said like some example, he said, like, you know, there is a system like that. Then he told that, you know, I always have a lot of respect for my father. I never felt that he has done any mistake. Now I am feeling that my father also has done mistake. How come he kept an atheistic person like you as an advisor? Then Jabali said, actually I am not atheist. Out of love for you, I have told all these things. You know. Then Vasishtha Muni said, actually it's true, Jabali is not an atheist. Because itna pyar tha, somehow or other he wanted to, you know, they say everything is, sab kuch jaiz hai, pyar mein aur yudh mein, aisa kuch bolte hai na. everything is fair in love and war. Right? But it's not true. I'll tell some other time. Bharat Maharaj said, okay, you are following your dharma, right? What about my dharma? That, you know, I don't want the kingdom. I want that eldest son of the, you know, Ikshvaku Vamsha should rule the country. And then I want to serve your lotus feet. What about my dharma? Ramchandra, without any hesitation, without any thinking, he replied to Bharat, that, you know, actually, it is nothing called your dharma or my dharma. We should follow what is our father's dharma. You know, our father wanted that I should go to the forest and you should rule the country. Right? So in Ramayana, Valmiki Muni explained that all this was, you know, there is a, it's a very exhibition of pure love, you know, between Ram and Bharat, right? You know, Prem Yoga, okay, this is, you know, Prem, love Yoga it is. Then many sages, demigods, Gandharvas and all, they were actually watching. They are watching from the sky, being unseen, you know, unseen. And they were, as soon as Ramchandra told Bharat Maharaj, Bharat, that, you know, now you follow my instruction, don't argue anything more, you go and rule the Ayodhya as per our the wishes of Maharaj Dashrath. Then as soon as he told, then when Bharat was about to say something, because all of them, they came down, you know, into the assembly of that. And then immediately they told Bharat Maharaj, why don't you follow your father, brother's order? You know, you just pack up and go from here. You just follow. So Valmiki Muni explains that why they said like that. Because they know that Ramchandra is Bhakta Vatsala. You know, Bhakta Vatsala. And then they didn't want that, you know, when Bharat would cry more and more, his heart would melt and he may come back. Because so that, you know, their plan of getting Ravana killed may be thwarted. That is it. They immediately said, now no more arguments, you go. Right? No more to and fro arguments like that. Then, okay, Bharat said, okay, I have one request. Many foolish people, they think that Bharat Maharaj, whatever padukas Ram had, he has taken away. Right? Many people say like that, right? But actually that is not true. Because he brought padukas from Ayodhya. And, on an elephant, Shatrunjaya, you know, because he wanted Ramchandra to wear this padukas and come back again to Ayodhya, sitting on the Shatrunjaya elephant. Then Bharat said, see, your lotus feet, you know, they are very famous for giving yogakshema to the entire world. All the sages, demigods, all the people, they give yoga and kshema. So, I want, please, Ramchandra, that keep your lotus feet on these padukas and give them back to me. You know, as a nyasa. Nyasa means instead of your lotus feet. You know, I will take these padukas. Instead of you, you know, these padukas will rule the kingdom. Because Ramchandra told you do the Rajapalana. You know, I will do Panavas. So he has to follow that, right? His brother's, eldest brother's orders. Then he said, Bharat said, please keep your lotus feet on this. So Ramchandra smiled and said, okay. Then he kept his lotus feet on the padukas. And then, since then, Bharat Maharaj did not keep those padukas on earth at all. He immediately took those padukas, kept them on his lotus, on his head, and then tears rolling from his eyes. Said, now my life has become perfect. That, you know, Ramchandra's padukas, you know, whose lotus feet give yoga and kshema to the entire world. You know, those lotus feet touch these padukas, you know, and these padukas will rule. Then he ordered Shatrughna that bring that elephant. And, you know, then they said they kept those padukas on this elephant. And then he told Shatrughna that keep the, because they brought, you know, umbrella. you know. And then he told some of these assistants that you do chamara to these padukas. Now they are for me, they are Ramchandra only, you know, none other than Ramchandra. So they are padukas, you know, like that. And then when they brought them back to Ayodhya, Ayodhya was decorated because he promised them that I will bring back Ram. So all the people are waiting that Ramchandra will come back. But when he came back, Bharat Maharaj said, without Ramchandra, this Ayodhya is forest for me. I don't want to stay in Ayodhya, sans Ram. Then that is why 20 kilometers from Ayodhya, he has chosen a place called Nandigram. He established his kingdom there. He constructed a very nice palace for Padukas. For himself, Ramchandra said, Rajyapalan karo. He said, I will do Rajyapalana, but I will not do Rajyaboga. Then he also started wearing Narchira and all that. He made his hair into Jata. Then he would eat, he would not eat any rice dal, sabji, paneer and all that, puri and all. He would eat only whatever foodstuffs available in the forest, aranya food, aranya khana, you know, that only he would eat. Now, please hear this very carefully. Then, they have done coronation of Rama Padukas as the king of the Ayodhya. Now Ramchandra is the king of the Ayodhya, and Bharat Maharaj is only representative of Ramchandra, right? Now how they are doing worship, taking care of the Padukas, by doing kirtan, Ram Bhajana? No. How do you follow the instructions of Rama? By following your dharma without deviation. So what is the dharma of Bharat Maharaj? To do Rajyapalana according to please Ramchandra. So every day he and Shatrughna, they would come, pray to Padukas, offer chamara and do agarbati and pray to the Padukas that my dear Lord, now today all this has to be done. Please give us strength to follow this. Then every day evening they would come back and inform these Padukas that we have done this. This is our income. This is our expense. You know, this is our profit. You know, this decision we have taken. This decision we have taken. Like that, they would give a report. This is called Bharata Yoga. I will explain that there is karma yoga and there is bhakti yoga. How Bharat Maharaj did all these things and then followed Bhagavad Gita perfectly, I will explain. Please hear carefully. That karma means satkarma, doing satkarma, performing prescribed duties. So karma means doing the activities that are prescribed in the scriptures. That is karma. Right? So somebody says, Ambani is karma yogi, Gandhi is karma yogi, so and so is karma yogi. Sometimes we ask somebody, why didn't you come to the temple, chant Hare Krishna? Then say, no, I am a karma yogi, you know. It is not karma yoga, it is vikarma yoga. Right? Performing all kinds of sinful activities. Right? It is not karma yoga. Karma yogi, you don't become earning money and spending for your wife and children and doing some charity. It is not karma yoga. Karma means? Karma means acting the dharmic principles, acting the prescribed duties mentioned in the Vedic literature. However difficult it may be, whatever may be the trying circumstances, you will perform karma. You will perform those activities according to Vedic principles. That is called karma. Now I will explain. Then that is only karma yoga means, you know, understanding that I am not the doer. Without ahankar, without false ego, you perform this activity. You know, you perform this activity and you you don't expect any, no phalakansha. You don't expect any result. That is called karma yoga. Right? So now I will explain same thing, how it can be converted into bhakti yoga. Now you please hear this carefully. That it is, now karma means doing satkarma. You know, karma yoga means acting without false ego, ahankar, and also not expecting any result. But not only that you are not thinking that you are the doer, but thinking that Ramchandra, Bharat Maharaj was thinking like that. Bharat, Ramchandra is making me do this activity, and I will do those activities to please Ramchandra. Then phalarpan also I give to Rama. That is called bhakti. Right? Yatha pravritir bhutanam. You know? Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, ena sarvam idam tataha. You know? Svakarmanatam abhyarchaya. You know? Muktirvindati manava. Siddhirvindati manava. So, 18th chapter Bhagavad Gita. So, Krishna says, no, one who understands that Krishna is a Supreme Personality of Godhead, and then you understand, you know, that everything you should do for Him. So by your activity, you please Krishna, you know, you please that personality, you know, then you become perfect. Now you understand? If you understand Bharata Maharaj's activities, you know, then you will understand Bhagavad Gita. Because now, all of you remember, what is karma, karma yoga and bhakti yoga? Anybody can tell? Bolo? Under all circumstances, even if it is sometimes difficult, but you don't break. Are? Dusra point? Huh? No phalakanksha. Yeah. Then bhakti yoga means?
Bhakti yoga means Lord is making me to do this thing.
Not God. Krishna.
So I will offer everything to Krishna.
Krishna is making me do, so I am not the doer. I will please, I will all do all, perform all the activities to please Krishna and give the results to Krishna. Right? Prabhupada writes in the 18th chapter of Bhagavad Gita that karyam evayat karma niyatam kriyate arjuna sangam tyakta phalam chaiva, you know, sat tatyagam sattvik muchyate. Right? So Prabhupada writes in the purport that there are many devotees in ISKCON who give, they work in factories and everywhere, and they give entire salary to me. Prabhupada says, such elevated souls, they don't have to take sannyas. Okay? You know, giving all the fruits of your activities to Krishna. Prabhupada praised. You know, many times I told this past time that Brahmananda Prabhu got a job. Right? So Brahmananda Prabhu came and told Prabhupada, Prabhupada, I have, Swamiji, I have a problem. He said, what? Because he was observing all these bums being maintained by Prabhupada. Right? Being maintained by Prabhupada. And then I said, I have a question. What? I got a job. Then Prabhupada, you know, his eyes became very wide. You got a job? You got a job? Because everybody else is, they are Prabhupada till that time, by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, running the movement, bringing halwa and puri, somehow or other. Then Prabhupada told, once Brahmananda Prabhu got a job, my financial problems are solved. then Prabhupada said, no, you work. Because he got a, he was thinking, you know, whether I should become full time or become a teacher in the University of, you know, New York. He said, no, Prabhupada said, work. But you said, you know, karma yoga and all that. Yeah, karma yoga means give the result of your work to Krishna. But how do you do that? You know, Krishna is not there. Prabhupada said, you give your salary to me, then I will give it to Krishna. And then he was doing that. So, you know, Satru Maharaj and all, he was working in the social welfare department and all. You know, time ho gaya. So much is there to speak. So, this is very clear. Huh? Don't think that when you are distributing books, you know, like I have explained it before, that intelligence is completely under the control of Krishna. You got a good idea means, that credit goes to Krishna. So you don't take that credit. That is a devotee. Prabhupada wrote in the purport, a devotee, what is the difference between a devotee and a yogi? Devotee never takes credit, you know. He gives all the credit to Krishna and the spiritual master. Right? Is it clear? So when you are distributing books, or when you are collecting money, never demand that I am collecting so much money, give me, you know, Innova car, you know, give me this facility, that facility. Krishna will stop it. Right? Because, you know, the same persons who have become very rich thinking that I am very intelligent, when they lose money, Prabhupada says, they can't stop it. Right? Same intelligence they got, no? Why can't they stop money going away? Because many companies, they go bankrupt, right? Right? So, this is very... So, working for Krishna, as per the... to please Krishna, and give the results to Krishna. That is called Bhakti Yoga. Right? Either you are a full-time devotee, or a part-time grahastha, you can follow this. That's what Prabhupada... You know, there is one verse... in third canto Bhagavatam, that Prabhupada writes in the purport that, Prabhupada writes in the purport that actually the greatest thing in the world is Bhagavad Gita. And that's what Prabhupada is writing, that we should follow the instructions of Bhagavad Gita. It is very important to understand what is the real purpose of Bhagavad Gita. So another verse mentioned here, that, you know, Janma Karma Chamedivyam Evam Yo Veti Tatvataha Tektva Deham Punar Janma Naitima Metiso Arjuna. I will explain this verse, connecting these verses up to Namam Karmani Limpanti Name Karma Phales Pruha, you know, Itimam Yobi Janati Karmabir Nasabadhyate. Right? I will explain some other time, there is no time. So, but Prabhupada writes that based on the scriptures, based on the words of the sages, transcendentalists, one who understands that Krishna's birth and his activities are transcendental, they will go back to Godhead. They will liberation. Prabhupada writes, anybody who comes to Krishna and says, you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he will go back to Godhead. So somebody may ask, is it so simple? Yes, Prabhupada says, based on the scriptures and the words of the transcendentalists, if you simply believe that Krishna's birth and his activities are transcendental, you will go back to Godhead. If you remember this one verse, Janma Karma Chame Divyam, how many of you know this verse? Very good. One verse you know, you will go back to Godhead. Is it so easy? Yes, is it? But Prabhupada says, though all those people who are liberation is not so easy, Prabhupada writes in the purport, liberation is not so easy, you know, they have to do so many austerities and penances, you know, still their liberation is temporary, you know, their liberation is temporary, but if you understand this verse and blindly also accept this, that Krishna's janma and Krishna's activities are transcendental, you will go back to it. It's so simple, but so difficult, right? So if you question any Krishna's activities, that means you will not go back to it. Right? Why Krishna did like this? Why Krishna did like that? Right? One devotee, he was saying, other day I was saying, that Ramchandra, when Lakshmanji argued with Ramchandra, that Vibhishan, when he was, when his brother was in trouble, why was he leaving him and coming to you? What kind of brother he is? Ramchandra said, my dear Lakshman, her bhai Bharat jaisa nahi hota hai. Every brother is not like Bharat. So one devotee, she has objection, how he can say like that? So if you are asking such a question, that means, there's one young girl, she was attending my classes. I asked her, what is your opinion, Ramchandra leaving Sitaji in the forest? Did he do injustice? Because all these feminists, all these people, you know, so-called liberals and all, they criticize Ramchandra, you know, for this thing, that he left pregnant wife, Sitaji. So she very nicely replied that, no, what he has done is not wrong, because his activities are transcendental. It is beneficial to everybody. So I was so pleased with her answer. So it is, if you by hearing regularly, you understand, this much you understand, that Krishna's janma and Krishna's activities are transcendental. You will go back and back to God. It is so simple. Right? That is why in the next verse it is coming, E yathamam prapadyante tam sateva bhajamyaham. You know, mama vartamanu vartante manushya path sarvashaha. So Vishnu Chakravarti says that those people who understand and who strive to understand that my janma and my activities are transcendental. Because as you surrender, I reward. So Krishna is saying, I will also reward that their janma and their activities also become transcendental. Very nice, right? Then those people who think that my janma and activities are transparent, temporary, and my deity form is temporary and material, I put them in the birth, temporary, you know, state of birth and death, and I punish them. If somebody thinks like that, ye yatamam prapadyante tamsadeva bhajami, right? And then those people who think that my activities, don't think that my activities and are not material. They may not be thinking they are transcendental, but they are, at least they are not thinking, you know, material or temporary or anything. And they want mukti, I give them mukti. Jnanis, you know, they are not bothered about Krishna's activities and Krishna's janma, but you know, like that. Right? So, very nice purport. Do teen din lecture de sakte. Hare Krishna. Dhanyavad. Any questions?
हरे कृष्ण. प्रभु जी बता रहे थे कि केशव धृता बुद्ध रूपा, केशव धृता राम रूपा. तो क्या कोई अगर भक्त बुद्ध की पूजा करेंगे, भक्ति करते हैं,
कौन कौन,
अगर कोई भक्त बुद्ध की पूजा करते हैं, भक्ति करता है बुद्ध भगवान को,
दे विल गो टू हेल.
तो या राम को भक्ति करता
नरक है? जाएंगे. बुद्ध जी को वर्शिप करेगा नरक जाएंगे.
अभी बता रहे थे कि केशव धृता वामन रूपा.
हाँ?
अभी बता रहे थे ना, केशव धृता बुद्ध रूपा, केशव धृता राम रूपा. तो अगर इनकी भक्ति करते हैं तो नरक जाएंगे.
क्योंकि वेदना माने बौद्ध महाप्रभु बताते हैं ना. आप मध्यलीला में एक पाठ है, चैतन्य महाप्रभु बुद्धिस्ट लोगों से मिलते हैं. उनको कितना 9 प्रिंसिपल्स या 10 प्रिंसिपल्स है उनका, राइट? ये आत्मा नहीं है, परमात्मा नहीं है, ये जो भौतिक चीजें मिलते हैं और लाइफ आ जाता है, ये सब, यू नो, सिर्फ सो महाप्रभु उनको डिफीट किया है, राइट? उनको डिफीट किया है. फिर बाद में वो लोग सब भक्त बन गए. सो बुद्ध अवतार आया था एक पर्पस के लिए, कि वेद के द्वारा ब्राह्मण लोग बहुत जानवर को मार रहे हैं, इसलिए वो उसको बंद करने के लिए बस.
रामचंद्र भगवान?
हाँ,
रामचंद्र भगवान.
वो तो मैं पूरा रामायण सुनने के बाद, ऐसा तेलुगु में एक कहावत है, सीता राम को क्या लगती है.
नहीं, पूछ रहा हूँ, जगह भक्ति करता है राम भगवान को
क्यों नहीं,
तो क्या जाएगा
अयोध्या? हाँ, क्यों नहीं,
गोलक वृंदावन?
गोलक वृंदावन नहीं जाएगा, अयोध्या जाएंगे.
तो इतना नुकसान है. हरे कृष्णा
हरे कृष्णा ठीक है, धन्यवाद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे,
हरे राम राम राम।
कृंदराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की।